Title: Push a Raga Cut with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a Raga Cut that hits like a weapon in a 174 roller without turning Ableton into a stuttering mess. Because here's the reality. Raga vocals are addictive. You slice one phrase, you duplicate it across a drop, you start pitching bits around. You add a big space, some grit, maybe a limiter, and suddenly your CPU meter is doing drum and bass as well. So the mission today is advanced workflow, minimal overhead, and we're going to treat CPU load like two separate enemies. First, real-time devices that are heavy, like distortion modes, reverbs, oversampling, look ahead. Second, real-time stretching, warp modes, lots of warp markers and multiple simultaneous warped clips. If you only optimize your effects but you're still running tons of warped vocal clips everywhere, you'll still get spikes. The real cheat code is warp smart, then commit. Print when it's right. Let's go. Step 0. Session setup so the project behaves like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 172 to 176 zone is fine, but let's live at 174. Now go into preferences, audio, and set your buffer as high as you can tolerate while editing. Think 256 or 512 samples. You can always lower it later if you need tight latency for recording. But for warping and sound design, higher buffer equals fewer CPU spikes and a smoother workflow. Step 1. Pick a Raga source and prep it fast. Drag your vocal sample onto an audio track. Before you do anything fun, do the boring part that makes everything else easier. Put a utility first, and drop the gain by about 6 dB. That is your headroom. You want to distort and compress into space, not clip accidentally and spend 10 minutes wondering why it sounds crunchy in the wrong way. Then add EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz, 24 dB slope. Vocals do not need sub, and in DNB they absolutely don't need to fight the bass. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400. If it needs bite, a small boost around 3 to 6K, like 1 to 3 dB. Teacher note, don't mix the vocal yet. Just make it workable. Clean in, loud later. If it's a longer recording, consolidate it. Control or Command J. Consolidating is underrated. It makes slicing easier, clip management cleaner, and you stop dealing with a bunch of tiny regions like it's a crime scene. Step 2. Warp it tight without wasting CPU. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For vocals, go Complex Pro. It's heavier than some modes, but it preserves intelligibility better. And you're going to flatten it later anyway, so we'll pay the cost once and then print it. Turn Formants on. Envelope around 80 to 120. Start at 100. Now the timing philosophy. Raga cuts hit hardest when the first consonant is dead on the grid. The tail can swing. That means you don't need warp markers every half second. Find the first real consonant, a T, K, P, that little click moment where the phrase begins. Set that to 1.1.1 if it's going to be your downbeat call. Then only add warp markers where it drifts enough to feel soppy. Don't overmarker. Overmarking is how you get facey, brittle vocals and higher CPU for no reason. Now the big CPU move. Once the timing is correct and you're not planning to change tempo wildly, flatten the clip. Right-click, flatten. Flatten prints the warp. That means if you duplicate the vocal around the arrangement, you're duplicating regular audio, not a bunch of real-time time stretch calculations. If you remember one thing from this lesson, remember that. Step 3. Slice to a drum rack, the DNB chop workflow. Select the edited clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing, one slice per transient. Built in, so it creates simpler slices inside a drum rack. Now you've basically turned the Raga phrase into a playable instrument. This is the exact mindset shift. You're not placing a vocal, you're playing it like percussion. Go into the simpler devices for the slices. Set them to one shot. Set trigger to gate for tight stabs, so the note length matters. Add a small fade in, like 2 to 6 milliseconds, to kill clicks for your main shout slice. Try trigger mode instead of gate if you want consistent playback regardless of note length. And if you want that classic yoy snap, add a tiny pitch envelope. Subtle, like 5 to 15%. If it sounds like a cartoon, you went too far. CPU rule here, stay in simpler unless you truly need sampler level modulation. In a busy DNB project, that choice matters. Step 4. Build a low CPU chain that still slaps. Here's the discipline move. Put processing on the drum rack parent. Not on every slice. If you put roar and compressors on every pad, you multiply CPU instantly. So on the parent chain, at EQ8, high pass 90 to 140. If it's muddy, Cut 2 to 4 dB somewhere in the 200 to 500 range. If it's harsh, use a narrow notch around 7 to 9K, just 1 to 3 dB. Then roar, but keep it light. Pick soft clip or tube. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Keep the tone slightly dark. DNB vocals that are too bright turn into fizzy sandpaper once the mix gets loud. Mix between 30 and 60%, depending on how nasty you want it, and avoid oversampling modes if you're in a heavy project. Parent only. Then a compressor for consistency. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't crush the consonants. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 3:1 to 5:1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. You're leveling chops, not flattening life out of it. Then utility at the end. Width around 90 to 110%. Keep it mostly mono-friendly because clubs and big systems will punish you for extreme width. Set gain so you're peaking roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Leave headroom. You've got a mix bus and a master chain later. Now space, without CPU melt. Don't put a huge reverb on the rack. Make a return track called Ragger Room. Drop hybrid reverb on it, but use algorithmic instead of convolution. Lighter CPU, small to medium size, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High pass inside the reverb around 200 to 400 so the space doesn't cloud the low mids. Set the return wet to 100%, because it's a return. Then send your ragger rack into it. Start around minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level. One shared reverb beats 10 individual reverbs every time. That's how you scale to a 60-track DNB project. Step 5. Add the dub throw pad. Classic jungle move, and it sounds expensive even when it's cheap. Pick one empty pad in the rack. Duplicate your main shout slice onto that pad. On that pad's chain, add a delay or echo if your CPU can handle it. Delay is lighter. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it, roll lows below about 250, and tame highs above 6 to 10K so the throw doesn't hiss. Add auto filter after the delay, and map cutoff to a macro. That's your sweep throw control. For reverb, don't go crazy. Either add a lightweight reverb there, or just send this pad harder into Ragger Room. Turn this pad down a bit. It's not your main vocal. It's your punctuation mark. Arrangement habit. Trigger the throw pad at the end of every 8 or 16 bars. That one moment makes the whole drop feel like it's evolving. Step 6. Resample to lock the sound and save CPU. This is the pro move. Create a new Audivo track called Ragga Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the Ragga rack output. Arm it. Record yourself playing chops for 8 to 16 bars. Now listen back and pick the best bits. Consolidate them. And here's the discipline. Disable the original rack track when you're done. Not mute. Disable. Muted tracks still run devices. Disabled tracks don't. This is how you keep the vibe of a performance, but your session runs like butter. Quick coach tip. If you want the ragga cut in three sections with slightly different tone, don't duplicate the rack three times. Keep one rack and route its output to three audio tracks. Then do tiny section EQ on those audio tracks. Way cheaper than three separate racks with distortion and compression. Step 7. Arrangement ideas that feel authentic in rolling DNB. Option A, the drop call. Put the main ragga hit on 1.1.1, or if you want it to lean, put it on 1.1.3. Then a short yaw on 1.2.4. That little answer makes it feel like a conversation with the groove. Option B, every 8 bars, microfill. Half a bar before the phrase ends, do 2 to 4 chops in 8th notes. End with the throw pad. That's your end of sentence and it signals structure to the listener. Option C, switch up marker. Before the second drop or a 32-bar change, use one longer printed phrase. Filter sweep down, then hard stop, then drop. Minimal elements, maximum impact. DNB rule, vocals should punctuate the groove, not narrate over every snare. If your vocal is stepping on the snare, it will never feel loud enough, no matter how much you turn it up. Place the body of the vocal between snare hits and trim tails that overlap. Common mistakes to avoid. 1. Warping everything with tons of markers. It makes vocals facey and brittle, and it costs time and CPU. 2. Pre-slice FX chains in the rack. That multiplies CPU usage fast. 3. Huge stereo widening on the vocal. It smears in clubs and fights wide re-space. Keep a mono core and put your stereo mist in returns instead. 4. Overlong reverb tails at 174. You mask snares and hat swing. Short rooms and throws win. 5. Not printing once it's right. Advanced production is committing early so you can finish the track. Now a couple of advanced upgrades you can do with almost no extra load. Try the two-lane strategy. Make version A. Clear, minimal processing, best articulation. Make version B. Mean, printed and a bit dirtier. Alternate them. Clear on bar 1 callout. Mean on bar 8 or 16 payoff. It sounds like you did more work than you actually did. Use velocity as arrangement. In the drum rack, let velocity control volume like normal, but also map a little velocity to filter frequency in simpler. Softer hits get duller, harder hits get brighter. Your fills suddenly sound performed, without adding extra transient plugins. And if your chops are clicking, don't fix it with a limiter. Micro crossfades beat transient repair plugins. 2 to 10 millisecond fades on audio or a tiny fade in simpler is cleaner and basically free. If S sounds are ripping your head off and you don't want a heavy de-esser chain, do it the cheap way. Use multiband dynamics to tame the top band only when it spikes, or automate a narrow EQ dip on the printed audio just on the worst consonants. Surgical, light, effective, mini practice exercise. Your goal is a 16-bar ragga hook section that feels like a proper roller. Slice one ragga phrase to drum rock using transients. Make 3 MIDI clips. Bars 1 to 8. Sparse callouts, 1 or 2 hits per bar. Bars 9 to 16. Add an 8th note fill every 4 bars, and 1 throw on bar 16. And a third clip that's just your pre-drop hype. 2 quick chops in the last half bar before the drop. Then print your best performance to ragga print and disable the rack track. Check the CPU meter. If it doesn't jump around, you did it right.